Hello and welcome to our monthly Steepcast. It's Khalees Hurst,
Allie Lynch,
and I'm Pam Klein from Steeping Wellness. As educators, the work we do is not easy, and it draws on us physically, mentally, and emotionally.
To help support your well-being, we invite you to take some time for yourself, know how much you matter, and never feel guilty for taking care of you.
We hope you enjoy this month's Steepcast.
How often do you reach for your phone as soon as you wake up? Maybe it's because that's where your alarm is, but then what do? Do you open your email, social media? How much time does it take before you put it down and get out of bed? I've started to pay attention to this lately and find that not only am I wasting time in the morning, but it doesn't always put me in the best mood. After all, they say the easiest way to get upset is to read the comments section on social media. This month, we invite you to leave your phone alone in the morning and practice something that will help uplift your spirits. Here are some ideas. Number one, get in some movement. Whether it's stretching, a yoga practice, getting outside and going for a walk or a run, bringing movement to your day can really help. Mindfully drink your tea, coffee, or lemon water. Fire up all of your senses to slowly enjoy the moment with your favorite morning drink. Number three, stay in bed with a book or snuggle a loved one or a pet. Enjoy the comfort of bed. Number four, turn on some music that makes you happy and dance if it feels good. Music can have a profound effect on our mood, so use it to your benefit. Number five, set a mantra for the day. Today is a good day, or we can do hard things, or I am enough. I also love the mantra, ease and flow. Number six, practice mindfulness. Spend a few minutes journaling what you're grateful for, taking some grounding deep breaths, or following along with a guided meditation. We're hopeful these ideas can help you start the day with a little more grounding and a lot more joy. From the heart, Khalees, Pam, and Allie.
Energy flows where intention goes. Congratulations, Steepers, you did it. You made it through your first full month of 2021, and we are so excited to be a part of a new chapter in the story of your life. Please know, as always, we are proud of you. A new year means new beginnings, fresh starts, and usually, resolutions. This month, we invite you to start a new tradition, setting daily and/or weekly intentions. Don't get us wrong, year-long resolutions and goals are great. But if 2020 taught us anything, it's to take things day by day and that there is only so much we can plan for. What's the difference between a goal and an intention, you ask? Good question. Goals are things we hope to achieve in the future, usually tangible, and are attached to an expectation or have a specific outcome, such as running a marathon, losing 25 pounds, or getting a promotion. Intentions are small commitments that come from the heart. They are more about how we want to think, act, feel, or be on the daily. So, letting go of fear, sending compassion out into the world, or embracing change. Simply put, future thinking versus present moment. In order to help you get started in forming your daily or weekly intentions, here are a few tips. Ask yourself, what matters most? What would you like to build or create or nurture in your life? How do you feel when you are happiest and the most joyous? What words would you like to align yourself with? And what makes you proud? Next, choose and set your intention. Choose an intention that brings your heart and mind into alignment. Remember, your intention can be a clear and specific wish or a simple word or phrase. Next, check in with yourself along the way. Simply setting and stating your intention won't be enough. You will need to revisit your intention often and when needed. When you are feeling off-center and need a little grounding, reconnect with your intention for a quick reset. And lastly, as always, be gentle and compassionate with yourself. If you begin to notice your mind wandering or you drift or stray away from your intention, remember, tomorrow is a new day, and you can always begin again. Intention setting can be a life-changing practice, By living a life of intention, you become more purposeful. Deepak Chopra said it best. Intention is the starting point of every dream. It is the creative power that fulfills all of our needs. Everything that happens in the universe begins with intention. So, give it a try. Intentionally yours, Pam. Squad, gang, crew, circle, peeps, posse. Whatever you call that cherished group of individuals who always have your back, this month let's pause, savor, and celebrate them. Really take a moment to think about that friend you can always call when you need advice, or that family member you insta-text when you need to vent. These are your people, your community, and your very necessary self-care support system. If the last year has taught us anything, it's that we need to do this life together. I mean, we're all like Barbra Streisand, right? People, people who need people. Totally just dated myself. I think about all the times over the years when I felt discouraged, questioned my abilities, or wanted to give up due to failure. And while there was a big part of me who wanted to be strong, independent, and fix myself, there was an even bigger part of me that wanted desperately to reach out and hear the voices of my people and lean on those that had my back. This month, we invite you to reflect mentally or through journaling on who are your people and why, and how can you show your appreciation for them always showing up for you? Here are a few prompts. Who do you go to for emotional support? Who makes you laugh, calms you down, or simply listens when you need to unload? Who do you most trust when you need advice? Who do you share viewpoints and values with? Who tolerates and appreciates your differences and you know will honestly criticize when necessary? And lastly, how can you show one or more of these people kindness, care, and gratitude this month? Maybe it's as simple as sending a text or really taking time to write a thank you letter. However you choose to thank them, your acknowledgement of their support will be a treasured gift. Remember, it's not only important to recognize and value the people who are on your side, but show them gratitude as well. Just like the theme song from the Golden Girls, thank you for being a friend. There I go dating myself again. Remember to do just that. Thank them. Let them know. And Steeping Wellness will always be here for you. We too are a part of your support community and will always have your back. That which you most avoid is often that which most needs to be done. If you're anything like me, a new year brings with it new things to do. And in no time at all, I have to-do lists. Lots of them. What I've begun to realize is that some of my to-dos never really seem to get checked off. It appears I've become the queen of creative avoidance. Now, avoiding certain things like toxic people or unhealthy habits can be a good thing, but the truth is, we sometimes put off the very things that we know deep down are necessary. I get it. We are all pretty good at avoiding hard things like finishing a house project, exercising, paying bills, or having difficult conversations with family members. The reality is, avoiding and running from whatever pain, discomfort, inconvenience, or fear those to-dos might bring doesn't work. While avoidance can provide some temporary relief, it can also snowball and cause some serious anxiety. This month, I invite you to think about what you've been avoiding and why. And are there small ways you can take action to check one or more of those things you were avoiding off your list? Here are a few tips to get you started. Check in with yourself often. Literally ask yourself, what am I doing right now? Are you creatively avoiding something by scrolling social media, doing mindless tasks, or snacking? Next, ask yourself, what am I avoiding? Bring awareness to the fact you may be avoiding something difficult or uncomfortable. Name what you are avoiding. Next, face it and feel it. Sit in this present moment and challenge yourself to stay and breathe. Chances are the story you are telling yourself about this to-do in your head is not as bad as you really think. Know that you are okay right now. Take action. This step is essential. Remember, you don't have to do it all at once, but taking that first step is important. And lastly, celebrate and enjoy your success. Of course, none of our big to-dos will evaporate and magically disappear, but we truly believe that with a little practice, you'll get better at dealing with discomfort and learn that procrastination avoidance is not the best self-care answer. Take good care.
Applying the tea times to students. Here's how to apply the articles from this month to students. Morning practices for a better day. Talk to your students about morning routines. With the little ones, this could be as simple as asking how they wake up and encouraging them to start with a 3-breath hug from a loved one or petting a pet. For the older kids, talk through some of the tips we listed and practice a 3-minute morning guided meditation or 3 grounding breaths. Energy flows where intention goes. There's a great worksheet for little kids linked to the right that can help them set intentions for the day. You can also use the worksheet we created as a guide for older kids. Take some time to discuss as a class other words to add to the word box and help create their own mantras. Who has your back? Have students think about people who are always there for them. Spend some time practicing gratitude by making cards for these people in their lives, or simply give each student a post-it note and let them write encouraging messages of kindness and gratitude to someone at school, staff or students. To-do list avoidance. With students doing more and more self-led tasks this year, ask them which is a consistent task they avoid the most. Encourage them to start with that task today to get it out of the way and notice how they feel the rest of the day. We hope you found this month's Steepcast of benefit. Remember to follow us on social media at Steeping Wellness.
Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup, so take care of yourself first.
We're sending you love and light.